Hey friends, we spent time yesterday in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. I want to skip down a couple verses and I want to read and talk about the 24th and 25th verse. The writer of Hebrews says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Now, a couple things with this. It talks about spurring one another on. It says, let us consider how we may do this. So that's what I want to do with you today. How may we as followers of Jesus spur one another on toward love and good deeds? What can we do to encourage each other to spread God's love and good deeds with others? And then it says, giving up meeting together. Oh my goodness, over the last year and a half, haven't so many people given up on meeting together? And even now that we come to a conclusion of the coronavirus and all of the worries that came with that, there are people who still have given up meeting together. And we're not to do that. We're to be meeting together, joining together in Christian fellowship and encouraging one another. It says, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And in my Bible, the day, the word day is capitalized. So it has great importance. It's not talking about any day or today. It's talking about as we see the day of Christ's return, as we see that coming, we are to spur one another on. We are to give others our love and good deeds. We're to meet together and we're to encourage one another all the more the closer Jesus comes to us. Let's pray about that today. Lord, we want to spur each other on today. We want to encourage each other. We want to give others hope. We want to meet together and we want to encourage one another more and more the closer we get to you and the closer it is to your coming back, Lord. God, may we be encouragers today. In Jesus' name, may we be encouragers. And may you just show us opportunities throughout our day, or if we're listening to this at night, throughout tomorrow, may we wake up and may we instantly think about spurring others on, nudging them, encouraging them, nudging them along. And we thank you, Lord, that you call us to be encouragers and that we can represent you in that area of our lives. God, may we meet together. May you plug us in with other Christians, that may we may encourage each other because we're together with one purpose, and that purpose is to bring honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.